Dictation for Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, August 2132, address as a letter to Beth, B-E-T-H, Palmatier, T as in Paul, A-L-M-A, T as in today, E-E-R, and P, 517-347-4170. Dear Mrs. Palmatier, consultation for Mr. Lewis with abnormal kidney function. Daughter couldn't come because of some medical issues. He came alone and he's extremely hard of hearing. I complemented our communication while reviewing records available electronically. He has history of kidney stones, doesn't know the type. He believes it's calcium. Used to follow by Dr. Sanhan, S-A-N-H-A-N, with multiple cystoscopy, lithotripsy. Doctor has already retired. Sleep apnea, however, he has not used the CPAP machine in a number of years. Atherosclerosis, coronary artery disease, hypertension, autoimmune thrombocytopenia, used to follow with Dr. McDonald, MCDONALD, multiple skin cancers, multiple falls and evaluations in the emergency room here in ALMA, ALMA, hard of hearing, penile implant, chronic dyspnea, also problems of anemia. Diabetes, hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, cataract surgeries. Next paragraph, reported allergy to penicillin. Next paragraph, medications include vitamin D, insulin 7030, metoprolol, thyroid replacement, Pravacol, Plavix, allopurinol. Recent losartan was discontinued because of the renal failure. Next paragraph, prior smoker, but he says discontinued 35 years ago, no alcohol abuse, no drugs. He's not aware of any kidney problems. Next paragraph, his weight 207.66 inches tall, blood pressure high 162.70 on the right, 160.68 on the left. There is multiple skin lesions just being treated by dermatology Dr. Messenger, M-E-S-S-E-N-G-E-R, on the right cheek, on the left side of the eye, left ear, and left upper chest. Extremely hard of hearing. No nystagmus, normal eye movement. Bilateral JVD, bilateral carotid bruise, no palpable thyroid. Distant breath sounds, no localized valve wheezes, appears irregular, question AFib, rate less than 90, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no palpable liver spleen, there is diastasis of the rectus. There is some degree of edema, brachial pulse is strong, radial pulse is decreased, severe whitening of the fingernails and toenails, but no clubbing, popliteal pulses, dorsal pedis pulses is strong, posterior tibial is decreased, capillary refill, cyanosis on the feet, no growth focal deficit except for severe decreased hearing. An EKG in September 2021 was considered normal sinus rhythm. There is a CT scan, abdominal aorta and branches. This is from 2017. There is plaque calcifications, lower extremities. However, no severe narrowing, incidental bilateral non-obstructed kidney stones. A CT scan chest, abdomen, and pelvis is from September 2021. No contrast. A small hiatal hernia. Prior gallbladder surgery. Left inguinal hernia with fat. No other abnormalities. There was a CT scan of the head. No acute process. He does have degenerative changes cervical spine, but no fracture. During analysis, a plus of protein, a trace of blood. Creatinine has been September 2, August that year 2.1, February that year 1.8, 2020, 2.5, 2.1, and 2. The most recent chemistries, September of this year, anemia 12.8, normal white blood cell, normal platelet count, creatinine 2.3, GFR 27 in stage 4, low sodium 135, high potassium 5.1, normal acid base, normal albumin, glucose close to 300, normal liver function test, except for bilirubin mild elevated 1.2, diabetes A1C at 7.8, TSH 3T4 normal. A kidney ultrasound, 10.5 right, 10 on the left. No obstruction. Simple cyst. Enlargement of the prostate. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD is stage 4, progressive over time. A person who has underlying diabetes, low-level proteinuria, probably diabetic nephropathy, as well as underlying hypertension. Kidney size is normal without obstruction. There is no reported urinary retention, although he has enlargement of the prostate. Previously, there has been atherosclerosis. I cannot rule out renal artery stenosis. At the same time, blood pressure is in the office, of course, for the first time is high. Losartan was discontinued. New blood test will be rechecked. We might do arterial Doppler to document renal artery stenosis, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, continue diabetes management, cholesterol treatment, aspirin, prior coronary artery disease stent, my suspicious for active glomerulonephritis vasculitis is very small. There is some degree of anemia which likely represents advanced renal failure. My suspicions for plasma cell disorder is also small. Patient needs to come with family members so that we can discuss and educate the patient about the meaning of advanced renal failure and trying to understand what are his wishes down the road, if he will consider dialysis or not in the future. He lives alone. Many years back, wife and one of the daughters passed away. We will follow with you, end of dictation.